You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2020 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck, and I don't know if it's good or bad, but we have all three of us back in studio. We had some, you know, school vacations, and we were working remote, and now we're all in studio at the same time. So hope everyone enjoys today's show. As the last several weeks, you know, we've went through many, many different scenarios of real true financial planning for folks who are looking to or preparing for retirement. And if I haven't said it, you know, I've probably said this 1,000 times over the last 10, 15 years we've been on radio, but most folks listening from our experience have a portfolio. You have a statement, you know, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, you make money and lose money based on the market. But if true financial planning and retirement planning does include portfolio management, but you can pay a robot to do that. If you want true planning, and this is why we call it the SHP Retirement Roadmap, it involves income planning, how to take Social Security, pension strategies, expense strategies, purchases, when you're going to buy things or sell things. It includes investment planning. It includes real estate planning and how to pass on assets to the next generation. It includes planning for healthcare and healthcare costs in retirement. And what we're going to dig into today is tax planning. So if you missed any of the past shows, since the beginning of 2021, we've been literally diving so deep into this planning that I urge you to go to our website, shpfinancial.com. You can go to radio and listen to past shows. Find some topics that you might be concerned about. I bet it's going to be on there. Or however you listen to your podcasts, type in shpfinancial.com and you could subscribe to our podcast right there. So with that being said, Keith and Matt, how's everyone doing? Your kids refreshed from your break, Matt?
I think so. And I'm happy to announce that, you know, Boston Public Schools are finally back, at least hybrid.
Same. We're full-time in two weeks.
Yeah,
me too.
I know. I'm hoping that wave eventually gets to, you know, some
more
dense areas.
I've never seen anyone jump higher and celebrate more than my wife.
Oh, yeah, I'm very we'll even take in halftime right now. Yeah, I'm so happy for you guys and for the wives. So
happy for the kids, to be honest.
Oh, great point. Great point.
So tax planning, right? We talked last week, Matt, on the show of like, there's forward looking and there's backwards looking. And it's amazing. Most people just look through their rearview mirror when they do tax planning. They say, oh, what happened last year? Hey, tax guy, when can I get my, or tax girl, when can I get my deductions? Can I deduct this, that, and the other? And that's your plan. But true tax planning is looking through the windshield, looking forward. What is on the horizon? And I want to put it this way. If we're going to simplify it in this little sentence here, or a couple sentences, but when you think about tax planning, it's so important, because think about this for a second. You can make, let's say you make or lose 10% in a year in the market, right? That's a pretty good size swing. Imagine tax rates go up just 10%, which means you have to take out, let's say you have to take out 10% more out of your portfolio. I know it's not exact dollars here, but basically if you have to take 10% more in the future out of your portfolio to keep the same amount, isn't that in essence the same as losing money in the market, Matt?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not planning for that, I think people are leaving thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars on the table if their advisor, or if they're not doing it themselves, planning for taxes.
Well, because to add to that, and we talked about it a little bit last week, is that think about all, you know, a majority of the retirees out there, their retirement savings are tied up in IRAs and 401ks.
It's a gold mine for the IRS.
Right. I mean, all of this money is pre-tax dollars, never been taxed before. You got a nice little tax write-off back in the day. But now it's fully taxable, and as you were saying, Derek, a gold mine. And all they have to do is if, you know, because a lot of people think like, oh, you know, income taxes and earned income. Like if I'm working, yeah, then maybe I should be concerned about the income taxes. But no, this entire savings, all of your retirement is subject to income taxes, which are then subject to these types of increases. You know, if 10%, just a 10% increase on the income tax, there might be, you know, 10% lost now to your IRA or that money now going to the government.
Yeah. Most people focus, like you said, on market risk, right? But one of the other risks out there is tax risk. You know, all it takes is and Matt says it usually best, is a stroke of a pen through Congress and off we go. And you haven't planned ahead for something that could impact you just as much as market risk over the long run. So tax risk is a huge thing, and you need to plan ahead for that.
Well, I noticed, Matt, too, a lot of people will come in and say, well, my team or my advisor told me just keep deferring, putting all this money into 401ks, pre-tax, and I'm worried about it later because I'm going to be in a lower bracket. And then we start adding up, okay, well, if you have Social Security and that's $50,000, $60,000, you have a pension for $10,000, you have rental income, you're already up to $80,000. We haven't even talked about 401ks and IRAs. If you have another million or 2 million there, you know, 4% of that's $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000. Now you're already in today's world a 22 to 24% federal bracket, which in the future might be 35-40%.
And not only that, to add to that too, and not that, you know, not that we want to think, you know, morbidly, but if one of the spouse passes away, then suddenly and they're used to and custom that lifestyle, now a single the single tax brackets are much harsher than joint tax brackets. So you also have that sort of threat and risk, you know, like Keith was saying, that type of risk looming where you might fall into what's called the spousal trap, where if a husband or wife left over, their taxes, you know, get jacked up because they're filing singly.
It's kind of tough. I always forget about that, Matt, and you bring up a good point, because let's say you're at like $80,000, $75,000 adjusted income after your deduction, and you say, yeah, my wife and I, husband and I, we're in the 12% bracket. We're fine.
Yeah.
You know what? If you passed away and had that same income, you might be in the you're going to be in the 22% bracket. That's a 10% jump. So now you're keeping less money from your portfolio. And I know everyone's favorite time of year is on April, getting ready for April 15th, when, you know, your CPA says, hey, how you doing, Derek, Matt, Keith? Well, just want to let you know, you got to write a check for XYZ and send it to Uncle Sam, and then you got to send this to the state of Mass. And I know it's our favorite day.
We'll be seeing Peter in a couple of weeks.
Yes, so
we'll be having that day ourselves.
My heart just
the day of reckoning.
I literally just had like a little slight panic attack, but I'm going to come back. And but I think that's the thing, is everyone listening, if you have a decent amount, let's say, I would say, you know, because we say we can't help everyone listening. Obviously, we've said that for a while, but there's some folks that are listening right now that are perfect for what we do that really want to get ahead of this problem. And I would say, who's a perfect candidate for what we do? If you save, you know, $500,000 or more, it could be $3 million, $5 million, or $502,000, you know, and you add up your total assets, right? And total investable assets. And if about 50% or more is in IRA, 401k, I would jump on this call and try to set up a complimentary meeting to see what type of tax ramifications are inside your portfolio. So if you add your assets and you're not counting house, if you say, I have $1.5 million, if more than $750 are in IRAs, 401ks, please reach out. There could be a ton of planning right now that, number one, we could just ignore the problem and say, oh, it doesn't exist, and then pay the piper down the road when you're in your 70s and you have to take money out of there. Or you can do what I think is a much smarter way of planning and get ahead of it. Start planning ahead so that maybe by paying some taxes today, you might save thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars in the long run. So we're not sure what the situation looks like on you, because everyone's situation is different. All I can tell you is this type of planning is crucial. And for those of you who have 401ks and IRAs, by calling, we don't know for sure, but we might be able to show you how to save money in taxes as we move forward. So give us a call. We have a few appointments available over the next 2 weeks in either Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree, or you can set up a virtual appointment. You can do so by calling right now, 800-227-7777. Once again, that's 800-227-7777. 7777. You can also book a visit and get a ton of information on our website, which is shpfinancial.com. That's shpfinancial.com. We're going to be right back to dive more deeper into some client potential examples of what a Roth conversion could do for you. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. When we were children, we saw a pediatrician for our medical needs. When we became adults, we moved on to doctors that specialized in treating adults. Why? Because the care needed was different as we aged. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped people all over New England enjoy quality of life and financial stability by providing thoughtful retirement plans built on the foundation of reliable and predictable income. Call SHP Financial right now at 800-227-7777 and ask for a complimentary financial review. Or visit them online at shpfinancial.com.
This is Derek Gregoire from SHP Financial, here to talk to you about your grocery list. When most people go to the supermarket, they know the nutritional content and the cost of the items they put in their cart. My two favorites are ice cream and ribeye, but living on ice cream alone would be pretty risky for my health, and living on ribeye would be pretty tough on my wallet. That's why we make informed decisions and limit foods that won't put our health or budget at risk. But when it comes to investments, most people couldn't tell you which ones are risky or if they are paying extra hidden fees. So if you'd like to know the real risk level and fees of your investments, give SHP Financial a call at 800-227-7777. You may be surprised to find out how much in fees you're actually paying. What would potentially saving thousands of dollars mean to you? Let SHP put your financial shopping cart in order. Call now 800-227-7777 for a complimentary risk and fee analysis. That's 800-227-7777 or online at shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
All right, so on this show, we're talking about true planning, and today's topic, if we talk about the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which is a plan that we build for the clients that work with us since we started back in 2003. And in true planning, it involves income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. Today, we're focusing on a portion of tax planning because in our eyes, there's a window of opportunity that exists, and that window keeps getting a little bit shut. It's going to be closed. Right now, it's supposed to be closed in 2025 or 26. However, Congress can, like Keith said in the last segment, they can, by the stroke of a pen and a few votes, they can basically push it through sooner. And there's even word of that potentially happening. So we either sit in the dark and pretend it's not happening and then get pummeled down the road. I don't think that's a good strategy. Neither does Keith, Matt, or the team here at SHP. We think we should get ahead of it. And so with that becomes true financial planning. And we talked about earlier of a lot of, if you're listening and you have 401ks and IRAs, I think you want to listen up because those are all pre-tax. And Matt brought this up on last segment. Think about where all that money in for baby boomers sits in these pre-tax accounts. The IRS and the government knows we're underfunded for Social Security, Medicare. We just stroked another, $1.9 trillion of debt. Mm-hmm. Now we're up to almost $30 trillion in national debt. So what do you think is going to happen? Who's going to pay for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
We joked around. It's not a joke, but not everyone's going to get COVID, but we're all going to pay for it, right?
Right.
And so when it comes down to IRAs, 401ks, Matt, if you can just maybe educate everyone just in terms of like, what are the three main ways people pay taxes on those monies?
Yeah. So let me walk you through the do nothing ways, you know, where you don't have the type of tax planning and you take no action and you just sort of drift, right? Yep. There are three main ways that IRAs become taxable. The first is what people are aware of, and sort of Derek, or hope they're aware of, and Derek, what you were highlighting, is income taxes. So when they take withdrawals, whether they're when they're in retirement or at age 72, when they're required to take withdrawals, you get taxed on the withdrawals. So now, again, let's say you take it at 65 or 72, whatever that is, whatever you withdraw is now subject to income tax at that point. Now, secondly, is okay, what if I reinvest those dollars? If I reinvest those dollars into an after-tax account, like a brokerage account, or whatever that may be, now I have capital gains and dividend taxes. So I have income taxes initially upon withdrawal. Then I have capital gains and dividend taxes upon reinvestment. And last but not least, if I die holding that asset, if I pass away with a certain amount of money still in there, then my beneficiaries, assuming there's no spouse, you know, when it goes to the next generation now has 10 years to withdraw that asset. And now those funds, those IRAs or my 401ks are now subject to my kids' income tax brackets as they have to withdraw them over 10 years, you know, after my death. And so there's the three ways: income taxes when I withdraw it, capital gains and dividends when I reinvest it, and when I die and goes to my kids, they have to pay income taxes on their inheritance on that.
That's a lot to take in. And when you think about this, three different ways it's taxed. And Keith, I'm assuming we know exactly what the tax rate's going to be when that money comes out, right?
Oh, yeah. Perfect. I have that crystal ball right here.
Right.
That's the other thing, folks. You have to remember, they don't, in the future, they tell you where taxes are now, but there's no set rate on how much of that 401k and IRA the government will own, right? Mm-hmm. Think about it. Like right now, if you cash it in, maybe it's going to cost you 30%. The tax rate from the 40s till like the 80s never got below 70% on the high end.
Mm-hmm.
So imagine if tax rates change, now you own less of that asset. So Keith, and we when we do planning, not everyone's a candidate, but a lot of folks, especially if you have more than 50% of money in 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, pre-tax accounts, they have an option, and that's to maybe to look at what's called a Roth conversion. And in essence, you pay some taxes on the conversion at a rate that we know because we're doing it in today's tax dollars or within certain brackets. And when you make that conversion to Roth, you're done. There's no taxes on capital gains. There's no more required minimum distribution required. No taxes on withdrawals. And when you pass away, no taxes to the next generation. However, it does cost you money to do so, Keith. So can we just share like an example hypothetically of, well, it's a really, you know what I mean? It's not everyone's situations is going to be the same, but an example of something that we worked on.
Yeah, it was a client, very similar to what you just said. It was about a 50-50 split. An asset's about $1 million. They had $500,000 in a brokerage account that, you know, is tax capital gains when they sell, things like that. And what we really wanted to focus on with them was the pre-tax money that they had saved in that basket that we're kind of talking about here today. And one of the things that we like to do is take a deep dive and analyze the account and kind of give some forward-thinking thoughts. And what do I mean by that? Well, we have to make some assumptions. We have to assume, okay, look, if we do this Roth conversion today, here's what this looks like. And I'll get to that in a minute. If we don't do that Roth conversion and we assume that one of you lives to 90 or 85 or 88, however long that we want to project, in this case it was 90 because they're both very healthy and the family history kind of led us to that path, and we used a conservative rate of return, we think is 4%.
Yeah.
What does this look like? What do the taxes look like if we do something or if we don't do something? So if we didn't do anything, you know, we just set, let the money sit, took our required minimum distributions, reinvested that money, and then passed that money on to our heirs, they were going to pay on about a $500,000 IRA about $300,000 to $310,000 in taxes over that period of time.
And just now, to clarify, is that if taxes go up or even if they...
That's at today's rates.
So if they went up, it's going to be more.
That's the issue that most people don't take into account. They'll look at that and be like, oh, you know, that's not that bad because I'm paying it over such a long period of time. But then you rerun that analysis and you go up another, say, 10% or 5% even, the impact is huge over the long run, both for the family that we're working with, but they're the kids that are also inheriting it. So it's important to forward think and look at this, and we have the software and things to do that for folks so they can grasp and understand and see real life numbers. And then they just tell us what they're comfortable with and looking at. Are you comfortable living to 90? Are you comfortable looking to 85? Are you comfortable looking at a 4% return? And then we can show them that analysis. Now, if they did something in today's rates, again, remember, when you do this Roth conversion, the strategy that we came up with them was over a five-year period of time. You know, they were going to pay about $99,000 to $105,000 in taxes on that same situation. The difference is, like you said, going forward after that money's reinvested, there's no required minimum distribution. Yeah. You know, you could sit here and defer your taxes, kick the can down the road, and then what I always call it is the required minimum distribution into the unknown. What does that mean? Well, you're kicking the can down the road on these pre-tax assets. 72 years old, now you're forced to take it at an unknown rate. Why not control it, right?
That's the thing. For that client, it was either, it was basically either paying like $100,000 roughly in today's rates over a 5-year period, or paying $300,000 plus over their lifetime. And that's if tax rates stay the same, when most people think taxes are going up. And that's why we encourage you, right? It's like, that's true planning, folks. Like, even if you, our fees are 1% or less. So our fees range from 0.3 to 1% based on the asset size. But that includes the management of our clients' portfolios and income, investments, tax planning. This type of planning is so important, because that strategy that Keith did, that might put a couple $100,000 back in that client's pocket. That's better than, the market, it's hard to get that much more alpha over the market, but that's true planning. When we can see clients save money over the long run and hit their goals, but also keeping taxes in mind. So we can either do nothing about it and see that train coming down the tracks at us and just take it head on, or we can do planning. So do you want to see what that looks like in your situation? If we sit down with you, we can get some basic information, sit down with our team, and then there's no cost to do this up front. We'll share with you what strategies might make sense for you and exactly what type of tax savings might be in play. In order to book this, call now, 800-227-7777. Once again, 800-227-7777. You can also book online at shpfinancial.com. We're going to leave you with three final tips after this break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
Today, I could tell you how we can help you create a lifetime income stream or help you minimize your taxes in retirement, but I won't. Hey, Matt Feck here, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. And I want to talk today about some other really important things like trust, confidence, and relationships. These three things are important because your retirement should be about more than just money. It should be about the people and things that are most important to you. At SHP Financial, we cherish the relationships we've built with our clients. And over time, we have earned their trust through the confidence they have in our custom retirement roadmap process that helps them achieve their retirement and lifestyle goals. We're equally proud that over time, these strong relationships have turned into lifelong friendships. If you want to have a conversation about you retiring to something, not from something, a real conversation, please accept my invitation for your own complimentary retirement roadmap discussion. To schedule yours, call 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
There's only so much time in their show, but we really think it's so important to look at all areas of retirement planning. And especially right now, taxes, because we believe taxes are on sale and we believe you have to do something sooner than later. If you haven't done planning, we think you already missed out on a couple of years, 2020, 19, where we've already done a ton of planning with our clients and we think this is applicable moving forward. But again, there's a window of opportunity. So there's so much more to tax planning than this, Keith, but if we can just leave everyone with a couple final tips of today's show, I'll start with you.
Yeah, we didn't even touch on this today, but a lot of folks have been coming in and asking me, hey, my work is now offering in my 401k a Roth plan inside that 401k. Should I take advantage of that? So again, this is another reason to maybe reach out and have us, because what I do for my clients is basically analyze, does this make sense to do this or does it make more sense to continue to defer, and then show them the long-term impact of either strategy so then it can help them make decisions and make better decisions, going forward for them and their family. So it's definitely something to take a look at in your plan. Is it an option? And then if it is an option, understand what works best for you.
Yeah. So if you're not sure if your 401k or 403b has a Roth option, maybe call your HR, see if it's an option, and then call us and say, hey, does this make sense? And we can walk you through, based on your situation, what makes sense to contribute towards Roth versus pre-tax, or one way or the other altogether. So good stuff, Keith. Matt, what was your takeaway?
So Derek, I want to go back to the windows that you mentioned, sort of like the window of opportunities. As a reminder, there are really two big ones. Number one is, as you were saying, the current Trump tax cuts. They are set to sunset after 2025. So let's assume that Congress doesn't make any changes. We only have, basically four more tax years to take advantage of it. And that's assuming that there's no changes, which would be relatively surprising. But then also the window of when we love to do this the best. Now, it's not to say you can't do it outside of these windows, but really from the age of 59 and a half to age 72 is when you can access your IRAs without threat of penalty. I mean, there's always going to be taxes like we talked about, but prior to 59 and a half, there's a threat of a 10% extra penalty.
Or unless you have IRA monies already.
Right.
If it's not all tied up in 401k, you may have opportunities then.
Correct. Yep. But at the same time, Social Security hasn't kicked in, so forth and so on. So, okay, if we take it from age 59 and a half to age 72, that's generally the sweet spot. Okay, so everybody is in the window of these Trump tax cuts potentially sunsetting, but then there's that second window of even greater opportunity. So I just highly recommend if anyone's within that stage, they really to give us a hard look, because I think we could make a big difference.
Yeah, ignoring taxes, I think David McKnight said it best. David McKnight wrote some books and studied taxes a ton. He wrote a book called The Power of Zero that we found to be really interesting and really helpful. And he actually spoke at one of our events right before COVID hit in 2020. And he made this comparison about taxes. And he said, remember Wile E. Coyote, and what's the other guy? The Roadrunner. Was it Wile E.? I'm sorry. See, I should know this. Wile E. Coyote was, on one of the episodes, he was sitting on the train tracks. And you could see the train barreling down at him. He was sitting on a house on the train tracks, and he had the windows open, the shades open, and the train was barreling down at him. Instead of getting off the tracks, he just pulled the shade down and took the train head on. And he made the analogy of that's like the tax train. If it's coming at us and we're not doing anything about it, we're going to probably pay the price down the road. And so if you're a client, we've done a lot of tax strategies and tax planning if it's appropriate. And we've done a ton of like Roth conversions and planning, especially in 2020 and even back to 2019. So if you're listening to this and you haven't done any planning, you might have already missed portions of that window, have already shut on you. That's bad news. But the good news is there might be a window of opportunity that exists. But every day, week, month, year that passes, especially each calendar year, the opportunity shrinks and the window shrinks. So if you're not sure if you've done this type of planning or you want a second opinion, give us a call. We have a team of advisors. This is what we do for our clients. We build roadmaps that look at all areas of retirement. We want to see what type of tax planning strategies are available for you. So give us a call right now, 800-227-7777. Say you want to book a complimentary tax analysis with our team, either over virtual, through Zoom, or through one of our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. Number again, 800-227-7777. You can also book online at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Examples and illustrations are for example purposes only, and individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and are only used for client meetings.